Tales are never meant, 'cause you had it in for me so long. Hello, welcome. I think this is the first time I've ever done a show solo. I'm subbing. I got back to campus a little early from Thanksgiving break, and I was bored, so here I am. This is Eleanor, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I hope you're having a great Sunday. I didn't do much today when climbing. I tried to do some homework. I ended up doing online shopping because they keep all the discounts, like, going past Friday. Like, it's not just Black Friday. It's, like, the whole weekend they want you to keep buying stuff. And then it's Cyber Monday. And I haven't bought anything, but it's just, like, ugh. It's really tempting. So, I don't really know, honestly, what I have lined up here. Just a bunch of random stuff. I have to do some homework in the studio, so I know that I can do homework to this type of music. But so far, you've heard This Charming Band by The Smiths and Turn On Me by The Shins. Next up, we have In the Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel, which I love the name of that band. It's so creative. It just, like, sounds good, and it also is very pleasing to look at. Neutral Milk Hotel. Okay, then after that you'll hear Age of Consent by New Order, and then I don't know if I'll want to talk or not. Hope you're enjoying the music so far, and yeah, next is In the Airplane Over the Sea.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I hope you liked those. I liked listening to them. I got out my homework, and I haven't started it, but it's sitting there waiting for me. And I wanted to come back on because I wanted to give you all a movie recommendation, because I forgot that I watched this, not over break, but I went with my friend Stella right before break, and we went and saw the new Hunger Games movie. I was obsessed with the Hunger Games. Like, I feel like those were the only books that I read when I was a kid that it was like, I never wanted to put that down. You know when you're just reading a book and you want to take it to the dinner table because you don't want to stop reading it? That's what it was when I was, like, 13 and reading The Hunger Games. And I fully enjoyed the prequel, I guess, is what it is. The whole time I was looking at the main actress or actor. I don't know if they call them actresses anymore. And I was like, oh my god, she looks so familiar. And I looked it up after, and she was the woman who was in West Side Story. And I thought that that was pretty cool, because I also really liked that movie. So, it just felt like a movie. You know that quote by Harry Styles where he's like, the thing about this movie is that it just really feels like a movie. Yeah, I don't know where that was going. But, I just love going to the movie theater, and it was a really great experience, and I think everyone deserves to take themselves out to the movies, even if it is, like, $16 to go to the movies here, which was insane. And then I'm up there, and I'm like, ugh, I want popcorn, though. And then before you know it, you're spending, like, $30 at the movie theater, but, I mean, that's just, like, existing as a human. Okay, next up is one of my favorite songs by The Strokes, Whatever Happened, and then some other songs, which I'll tell you the names of later. Enjoy.
I'm got color in your cheeks? Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. You can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You like you, cause I always do. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for surrounding you. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you. I don't know if you the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways? We're sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Crawling back to you.
Never thought I'd call and when.
Okay. Oh, I'm too far from the mic. I am too far. Okay. So far you've heard, what you just heard was Neighborhood Number 1 by Arcade Fire. Before that was Soma by The Strokes, Do I Wanna Know by Arctic Monkeys, Coffee and TV by Blur, and Whatever Happened by The Strokes. So I think it's time to read the PSA. If I'm being completely honest, I don't know why we do this. I don't know if all radio stations do this, or if this is, like, some, I don't know, obligation to the community, but usually I, like, flip through and choose one that's, like, at least minorly interesting, but today I'm just gonna open to the first page that comes in, and I'll just read that, so it's like a little game, and you guys get to come along for the ride. Okay, this is good, actually. This is Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All. This is good for the holiday season. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables, along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Honestly, that sounds amazing. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 at 31 College Ave, Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options are available, and everyone's welcome. If you want some more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. This is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. And heartymealsforall.org. That's honestly great. That's a great way to build community. So I'm glad I flipped to that page. And take note, if you want to attend one of those, maybe meet a friend. I don't know. I love a community meal, though. We used to go to those a lot. When I was a kid, when I was, like, in elementary school, we lived across the street from the, the elementary school in my town. And in the summers, they'd have free lunches for kids. Probably, honestly, who couldn't afford it, but we would always go over there. Maybe we couldn't afford it, but we'd always go over there and eat free lunch because my dad did not want to cook for us. So it'd be like 10:30 and he'd be like, let's go. Like, round us up. That's a weird memory. And it would always be like a turkey and cheese sandwich, which was fine. I mean, that's all you really need. Okay. Next up is more Radiohead. Other Strokes, you know. I've got a few more minutes here. I hope you're enjoying it so far. And yeah, this is There There by Radiohead.
Thank you. do not understand what it is. I don't know, but for the holes, check for holes. Blink your eyes, won't forget to know. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm trapped in this body's cap.
It's currently 3:55. I'm probably going to play one more song for you. Thanks for spending the hour with me. You just listened to Body Snatchers by Radiohead, Maps by Yeah Yeah Yeahs, There There by Radiohead, and Neighborhood Number 1 by Arcade Fire. So it's currently 3:56. This is Eleanor, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, the last song is going to be You Only Live Once by The Strokes.
Others are quiet and uptight. Others who seem federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old,